We are back, continuing our show on the arts. The Palm Springs Follies is one of my favorite productions. They've been doing their marvelous shows for over 20 years. They have guest artists come in every couple of months, and Leslie Gore, the famed singer, is performing there now. And we recently had a chance to catch up with Leslie Gore. Let's take a look.
We're back. I'm standing in front of the historic Plaza Theater, home of the fabulous Palm Springs Follies. The Follies are celebrating their 20th anniversary year. I love the Follies. I go almost every year. We're here to interview the legendary Leslie Gore. The show's about to begin, so let's go inside.
Nobody knows where my Johnny is gone. Judy left the same time. Oh, why was he holding her hand?
Leslie Gore has earned 2 gold records, been nominated for 2 Grammys, and received an Academy Award nomination for co-writing the hit Out Here on My Own from the Motion Picture Fame. We sat down with her immediately following her recent Follies performance. I asked her how, at the age of only 16, she came to have a number one record and how It's My Party became the anthem for a generation of teenage girls.
I was so interested in singing that I found myself a vocal teacher in New York City, and I would go in every Thursday from New Jersey, and I would take my vocal lesson. And one day my vocal coach said, Leslie, we're going to do something a little different today. Instead of having a lesson, we're going to go into a little studio, and you're going to record some piano voice demos. And we did. It was wonderful. And I left the studio that afternoon with little demos under my arm, and it was terrific. My cousin, Howie, who was a fight promoter, was seeing an agent by the name of Joe Glazer 2 days later because he managed a welterweight fighter by the name of Emil Griffith. And he gave my demos to Joe Glazer, who was head of ABC Booking. Joe Glazer was quite a prominent agent at the time. He called Irving Green, who was president of Mercury Records, and said, Irving, I got a great kid singer here if you could use her. He sent the demo over to Irving Green. Irving Green put it on Quincy Jones' desk. Quincy Jones called me up, asked me if I'd like to record with him. It felt kind of wonderful because the perks were incredible. Suddenly, there was nobody could do enough for me. There were lots of wonderful. I was no longer a visitor anywhere. I was a guest everywhere. So when a disc jockey said, Leslie Gore from Tenafly, all of a sudden, kids would get in a car and come to Tenafly. It wasn't very difficult when you came to Tenafly to ask, where does Leslie Gore live? Oh, she lives up on the hill. I think it's 42 or 41.
Yeah, people going by here.
Constantly. We would wake up in the morning. They'd be camping on the front lawn. It was a very, very different time. At 16, I may have been a kid, and I might not have known a whole lot, but I did sense that this was a very fickle business. That was pretty easy to figure out. I suddenly had friends I never knew before and relatives popping up. So I realized that it was suddenly a very different world, and I also understood if I didn't finish school then, I probably wouldn't. So I had made that choice really very early on, and I was very grateful for it when it happened.
Gore headlined the celebrated 1964 concert film, The Tammy Show, which was considered one of the best rock and roll movies ever made. It also featured such stars as James Brown, Chuck Berry, The Rolling Stones, and The Supremes. So I asked her what her recollections were of that experience.
That just got released this year for the first time to the public, and it's selling like crazy. It was a wonderful event. In fact, some of the people that I met on that show, I met really for the first time in show business, and it was quite a learning experience for me. I managed to find myself a spot in the wings and just watch some of the greatest performers in the world on that stage.
Her fans are loyal. You see them waiting after the show to meet her and have their photos taken. She told me why she thinks her fan base is still so strong nearly 50 years later.
Well, it's the music that we share. There's something about this music that you hear when you're 15 to 18. It somehow just sticks with you. It's like Velcro.
Yeah.
I know my parents grew up to the big bands. That's what they love the most. We grew up to this. This is somehow what we cling to. And it's proven that this is the music we're always going to relate to. So there's something, whenever I speak to somebody out of this audience, they can tell me where they were the first time they heard "It's My Party." It's like knowing it's like knowing when you met your best friend. It's such a wonderful bond among people, and I share that with so many people. It's a very joyous, wonderful experience.
Don't try to change me anyway. You don't own me. Don't tie me down, 'cause I.
Her hit, "You Don't Own Me," was hailed as the first proto-feminist anthem of the 60s. She told me how the song came about.
You know, interestingly enough, when I first heard that song, I didn't think of it as a song that women should sing to guys. I thought of it as a song that anyone could sing to another significant other. So I could easily see a guy singing that to a girl. So I thought of it more as a humanist song. Then as the song developed and some of the women's groups started adopting it for their causes.
But the song itself is neutral in a sense.
It is. A girl or a guy could sing it. I feel as though I was tremendously lucky to have been the one to have found it and created that song, because I think it's a little bit more of an important song than "It's My Party."
What did you get, if I could use the word chutzpah?
Chutzpah.
To get out there in front of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people and do it. Where do you find that?
Ralph Waldo Emerson said one thing that I read at a very young age, and it's pretty much my philosophy of life. If you're afraid, do it. That's really been my philosophy through life. If I'm scared of something, I need to face it and do it so I'm not scared of it.
Here come the judge. Here come the judge.
We ended our conversation by talking about the Follies, both as a production and its amazing cast.
I have worked everywhere. I've worked for lots of different producers, and I have to say that I actually call Mr. Markowitz Mr. Remarkowitz, because I think he does an incredible job putting a show together. I have never been presented as beautifully as he does and as graciously, and that's one of the reasons I love being here, as well as this cast and crew and the whole production people. They're just wonderful people, and they've made me feel wonderful just to be here, so it's a great experience.
So that wraps up our interview with Leslie Gore and quick visit to the Follies. Their season runs till May 15th. Pay them a visit. I know you'll enjoy the show. We'll be back with the rest of Straight Talk after these messages.
How do you like your chances the rest of the way?
I got no idea. But I do know that if we stay with Naples Rib Company, at least we won't go hungry.
Coach, what do you think about some of those questionable calls tonight?
Oh, yeah. But if you want a sound call, I'd call Naples Rib Company. You can't miss on that call.
Then Naples Rib Company is part of your game plan?
There really is nothing more motivating than a great barbecue meal at Naples Rib Company.
Victory or not, Naples Rib Company, great game plan.
At Performance Plus Tire, you'll find we carry Toyo tires. For over 50 years, Toyo has been a world leader in the development of high-quality tires. Optimum performance, safety, and a comfortable ride. That's what makes Toyo tires great. And now come into Performance Plus Tire for a great deal on these Toyo tires. Proxies ST, Open Country AT, and Proxies 4. Toyo tires, driven to perform. Come in today and we'll install new Toyo tires on your vehicle while you wait. Performance Plus Tire on Cherry Avenue, 1 mile north of the 405 in Long Beach.
I want to improve my career opportunities.
I want to earn a higher salary at my job.
I'd like to finish what I started.
The new Bachelor of Arts in Liberal Arts degree completion program at Cal State Long Beach will help you achieve your educational goals while keeping your life in balance. Contact our customer service center at 1-800-963-2250 for more information, or visit us on the web. Let CSULB help you finish what you started.
I'd like to take you somewhere where nobody else can go. Only the two of us know.
With Charter, TV will never be the same. Now you can make a date with your favorite movies and shows anywhere and anytime with on-the-go content from Charter.